CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebie. The election of the president of the 79th United Nations General Assembly will take place tonight, with Philemon Yang from Cameroon contesting as Africa's lone candidate. His candidacy has been described as a diplomatic victory for President Paul Biya. The social hurdles and financial burden of caring for elderly people and grandparents are being examined by social workers in Cameroon in a month-long commemoration with the international community. This will be the focus of the in-depth segment of this newscast. About 150 people are feared dead in a massacre in the Central Sudan village blamed on the Rapid Support Forces, a paramilitary group fighting the Sudanese army. Officials involved in the preparation of the World Cup qualifier between the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Blue Sharks of Cabo Verde on Saturday in Yaoundé have been told to put the national interest above their personal interests. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, has highlighted the need for countries of Central Africa to align the global trends of regional integration. He was speaking today in Yaoundé while representing President Paul Biya at the opening of the 6th meeting of the Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in the sub-region. In the meantime, Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph Dion Gute has held discussions with the heads of the 3 regional bodies attending the Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa. The heads of ECAS, CEMAC, and CEPGEL shared their experiences with the Prime Minister and voiced their commitment to the rationalization process. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The first to be received was the ECAS delegation led by the president of the ECAS Commission, Gilberto Del Piedade Verissimo. He told the Prime Minister, Joseph Dion Gute, that ECAS is open to the rationalization of regional bodies. Sometimes ECAS and CEMAC apply for the funding of similar projects, and donors are often confused. We believe that rationalization will solve this problem. We are already cooperating with CEMAC on many programs. The same opinion was expressed by the president of the CEMAC Commission, Balthazar Engonga Ejo, who said rationalization can only be considered good for the sub-region. The rationalization process is long because bringing the 11 countries together to form one body is not easy. But the guiding principle of our founding fathers is for the rationalization of the economic bodies. The executive secretary of the CEPGL, Eman Tuyaga, equally expressed the openness of the economic community of the Great Lakes countries in favor of the rationalization process in the Central African sub-region. Rationalization, which will result in the creation of a single economic body, is a good thing because it will reduce expenditure, save time, and bring efficiency. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, exhorted the heads of the regional bodies to continue pushing for greater integration. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The candidacy of Cameroon's diplomat Philemon Yang for the office of President of the 79th United Nations General Assembly is supported by the entire African continent. His election later tonight is being perceived as a major diplomatic victory for Cameroon and for President Paul Biya, who is championing international support for Cameroon's candidate. Unity Palace correspondent Amin Ken Edwards says Philemon Yang's candidacy adds to the long list of President Biya's diplomatic victories at home and abroad.
One of President Paul Biya's visions for Cameroon, he assumed office at the Supreme Magistracy of the state in 1982, was the modernization of every aspect of national life with a view of positioning the country at the center of global attention and to open windows of opportunities for his compatriot at home and on the international scene. This lofty vision, over 40 years down the lane, has permitted Cameroon to create close to 50 diplomatic missions abroad, embassies and consulates in strategic countries across the globe, and close to 100 diplomatic representations and international organizations resident in Cameroon. This alone makes Cameroon a major stakeholder in the global conversation with the impulse of the country's chief diplomat, President Paul Biya, through whom Cameroon has been making his voice heard loud and clear on questions of global concern. President Paul Biya, the very discreet and very enigmatic leader, a beggar of peace, if you will, has in his disposal rich diplomatic toolbox with an extraordinary potential to build bridges and initiate peaceful settlement of conflict. Who could have imagined Cameroon's victory over the Bakassi Peninsula against Africa's economic giant, Nigeria? Who could have imagined Cameroon as a first-choice destination for international conferences, sports competitions, and benchmarking for countries in quest of better performance? Who could have imagined the impressive number of Cameroonians holding converted positions in international organizations, and the list continues with the most recent in the pipeline, Cameroonian-born diplomat Philemon Yang from Oko in the northwest region of the country as Africa's candidate for the post of president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Of course, the chief diplomat, President Paul Biya, has been championing, as usual, international support efforts for Philemon Yang's candidacy and for yet another diplomatic success story for Cameroon and for Africa.
Departures to Mecca for the 2024 Hajj have ended in Cameroon following the takeoff of the last flights from the Garowa and Douala International Airports. The pilgrims left after strict controls to ensure that requirements from Saudi Arabian authorities were fully respected. Albert Njembonde revisits the full week of departures and says all is well that ends well.
It was yet another challenge to rise up to, flying 4,219 Cameroonian pilgrims to Saudi Arabia with obligations imposed by Saudi authorities and prescriptions from President Paul Biya. Authorities had to ensure that no pilgrim from Cameroon flies with any illicit or contraband goods, and that their travel is made as comfortable and dignifying as possible. 14 flights were therefore programmed, 9 in Garowa, 3 in Douala, and 2 from the Yaoundé Simalène. All 14 were affected and left on time. Gone are therefore those days when flights were either cancelled or delayed, leaving anxious pilgrims desperate. The subvention decided by President Paul Biya was equitably shared to all the pilgrims prior to their departure, with the beneficiaries extending their gratitude to their benefactor. It is this savoir-faire that Minister Paul Atanganji came to salute in Douala this Thursday and to encourage all the stakeholders, amongst them airport officials, members of the Hajj Commission, administrative authorities, and pilgrim guides, that as it has started well, so too should it end well, promising to faithfully report all he has seen and heard to the one that sent him, President Paul Biya. Albert Njembonde, Yannick Ayagma, on special assignment, Douala.
The regional delegate for national security in the Northwest region has implored the population to denounce all individuals who stand in as intermediaries at ID card production posts to extort money from the public. Six-star Police Commissioner Wilson Elong Njumenjikang made the call following complaints from identification centers about malpractices perpetrated by some civilians. Veronica Aji reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The middleman activity in most identification posts in Mezam Division in the Northwest has been terminated by the police, but is still thriving in the interiors and the unscrupulous activity, according to the regional delegate for national security in the Northwest, Wilson Elong Jumenjikang, is jeopardizing the ID card production process.
These middlemen are the ones taking additional money under the pretext that they are going to facilitate the enrollment procedure. They should go straight to the identification post. The new system is in such a way that the least error you have in your document, your ID card is not going to come out.
While reiterating the importance of the identification document, the regional delegate for national security in the Northwest, Wilson Elong Jumenjikang, has applauded the respect of orders from the Delegate General for National Security in Bamenda.
We have educative talks every Thursday that have been introduced in the various police units. I think that has gone a long way to help you realize that the behavior of police officers on the field has changed completely. We no longer have too much complaint.
The 1,500 toll-free number has been put up in all police units in a bid to curb all irregularities in the region. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
On to the in-depth segment of the news. Elderly persons in the central region face some challenges which range from financial to health problems. However, the existence of retreat centers and even associations of civil society organizations have come to induce consistent efforts to protect the rights of the elderly. A case in point is the Bethany Viacam Center in Yaoundé, which was put in place 38 years ago to cater for elderly and abandoned persons. Maimuna Njoya reports from CRTV Center.
Some elderly persons in the center region live under very precarious conditions in spite of efforts from the Ministry of Social Affairs and civil society organizations. They are vulnerable, sometimes helpless, and always have to rely on goodwill gestures. We have the Bethany Viacam Retreat Center in Kolmeseng, which hosts elderly persons and most especially those who have been abandoned by their families. For over 10 to 15 years, this center was put in place in 1986 by Sister Gertrude, who passed on 10 years ago. It offers psychosocial and health care to the elderly and as well promotes their inclusion into society. According to Marie Jombia, the local head of Bethany Viacam, there is still much to be done, especially security-wise, as they are exposed.
I am called Beckley Nanji. I come from Mudemba, Southwest. I came to Yaoundé. We manage here. Financially, I don't have any means of livelihood, so if they can help me, the better.
Besides the Bethany Viacam Center, it is worth mentioning that there exists a Cameroonian Association for the Follow-up of Elderly Persons, dubbed ACAMAJ, which has during the past years been working towards protecting the rights of the elderly, sensitizing the general public on the challenges of old age, and promoting intergenerational solidarity, especially as global estimates point to the fact that the number of people aged 60 years and above will double by 2050. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
Many Yaoundé city dwellers have expressed skepticism about existing homes for the elderly, stating that they are exposed to strangers. Others, however, think that these centers serve as a hub for companionship and also offer professional services related to the kind of ailments elderly people suffer from at this stage. Kelly Eben compiled varied views in this report for the news.
Parents are our blessings, so it is our responsibility.
Taking care of your parents, especially at old age, is a privilege not given to everyone because they once showered you with love and attention while you were a toddler. This is the opinion shared by some Yaoundé city dwellers.
Leaving your parents in the hands of strangers to take care of them, it makes you irresponsible. You're not giving them back what they've given to you.
You don't know how they have been treated. Some of the old people even die early because of thoughts. Their family members deposit them here or take them to those old people's homes because they don't want them anymore or because they are old and they are like a pest.
Others acclaim the professional services rendered to the aged parents with variant ailments, adding that these homes help them to have a sense of belonging, especially for the abandoned ones.
It brings together all persons of different cultural backgrounds to know themselves, forget some of the psychological trauma which they had. Through recreational activities, it permits them to remember how they used to live their lives.
An old people's home has competent people to take care of them and who can easily decipher what is wrong with them in case of a malaise.
Despite the convenience and inconvenience of old age homes, the structures provide elderly people with a feeling of home away from home. However, to those families who can afford to solicit professional home services, it is advisable to do so in order to preserve the bond shared with relatives.
The elderly in Cameroon continue to face various challenges, even within communities where old age is considered a privilege. This phenomenon requires that policymakers see to the enactment of comprehensive legislation that protects the rights of the aged. In the analysis that follows, Winston Lebga examines the situation of the elderly who are caught between accusations of witchcraft and traditional practices.
Ideally, in African societies, Cameroon included, the elderly are considered as sages. Old age is a sign of wisdom. As such, they are expected to be revered and celebrated, which usually happens, but this is not always the case. Many elderly people are exposed to different kinds of indignity, including witchcraft accusations. These are people who experience many medical conditions at the same time: hearing loss, cataracts, neck and back pain, arthritis, diabetes, pulmonary disease, depression, and dementia. This could keep them on the spot for long hours, and the younger people interpret their handicap as signs of witchcraft, and by so doing, causing barbaric acts of violence on the elderly, sometimes from members of their own family, out of greed, seeking to profit from their death. The various societies need to sit up and show some respect for the aging people, for it is a paradox that they who are said to be living libraries are deprived of necessities of life and at times shunned by society.
Experts insist on the importance of properly taking care of the elderly and catering to their every need. There are various protocols on the rights of the elderly which provide norms and standards in ensuring respect of other persons and the protection of their rights, often neglected. Winston Lebga had a discussion on the care of the elderly with the founder of an organization called Living Alternatives for the Elderly Laughter, Elizabeth Murphy. Here is an excerpt of the exchange.
Hello, Madam Elizabeth Murphy. You are the founder of Living Alternatives for the Aging Laughter. There are reports suggesting that old and aging people are not well taken care of. What's your opinion on the matter?
I do not know about those statistics, but I can attest that most of the senior citizens who use the services of Laughter are very happy and thankful. The implantation of this center, where everything is free of charge, has been facilitated by Cameroon government's institution, much more by the head of state decree according Laughter a public utility status.
What proposals do you have with regard to the behavior of communities as well as public policy concerning the care necessary for the elderly?
We all need to continue to pay attention to their well-being and especially enable them to not be isolated. Get them involved in relaxation, recreational and intergenerational activities. This can easily help them feel useful to the younger generation and to the society at large.
The founder of Living Alternatives for the Aging Laughter, Elizabeth Murphy, I'm grateful for your time.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. We have this press release from the Ministry of Finance. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers that the deadline for the electronic filing of statistical and tax returns and the payment of the related year-end tax balances for the 2023 fiscal year, initially scheduled for the 15th of May 2024, is extended to the 15th of June 2024 for taxpayers reporting to the Divisional Tax Center. He also recalls that the year-end tax balances shall be paid in bank transfer or electronic means or in cash exclusively at bank counters or authorized financial agents in localities where there are no bank branches. The taxpayers concerned are therefore invited to respect the deadline for the payment of balances set for the 15th of June 2024 in order to avoid the inconvenience that would be caused applied to defaulters. However, the Minister of Finance specifies that the above extension does not concern the monthly declarations or spontaneous payments. The Minister of Finance is counting on everyone's fiscal civic mindedness, signed the Minister of Finance, Louis Paul Motaze. The new legal framework of the Organization for the Harmonization of Business Law in Africa was presented to the public today in Yaoundé. This was during the second international conference of OHADA on the immunity execution of this maiden legal structure. The event that brought together university scholars in the field of law and participants from different professional backgrounds was chaired by Professor Joseph Fometu of the University of Ngaoundere. Details with Vanessa Wutnang-Stamo.
Public corporate bodies can now organize simplified recovery procedures and enforcement measures of their debts, as affirmed by Professor Joseph Fometu, a speaker at the conference from the University of Ngaoundere.
Those who are owners of money against certain public entities, beneficiaries of what we call in French immunité d'exécution, meaning that when this mechanism is applied, you can no longer recover your money that you owe against the state or that other entity.
This was not quite possible with the former immunity execution legal system of OHADA, which many, especially economic operators, observed as an obstruction to the request of their financial dues from public or parapublic structures.
When you bring up a title in which you are claiming money from the state, your money cannot be paid because during the preparation of the budget, it was not known that you will come and claim for money.
This other OHADA legal instrument, which is directly applicable and overriding in OHADA contracting states, has as overall objective to stimulate and secure investment in member countries, both at legal and judiciary levels.
In news out of Cameroon, at least 150 people are feared dead in a massacre in a village in central Sudan, blamed on the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, the paramilitary group fighting the army. The rivals have been battling over control of the country for more than 13 months. The RSF has not commented on the accusations, but this Thursday boasted of attacking two army positions. Footage circulating on social media after yesterday's raid showed dozens of bodies wrapped in white shrouds prepared for burial in Wad al-Nura in Gezira State. An Israeli airstrike on a UN school packed with displaced Palestinians in central Gaza has reportedly killed at least 35 people. According to local journalists, a warplane fired two missiles at classrooms on the top floor of the school in the urban Nuseirat refugee camp. Videos showed the destruction of a number of bodies. Israel's military said it had conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound in the school and killed many of the 20 or 30 fighters it believed were inside. In sports, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education has called on all officials involved in preparations for the two FIFA World Cup qualifiers to pit the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon against the Blue Sharks of Cabo Verde in Yaoundé on Saturday, and later on the 11th of June in Luanda against the Palancas Negras of Angola to put the nation above their parochial interests. Minister Narcisse Muelle-Kombi was speaking this Thursday afternoon in Yaoundé during the second preparatory meeting ahead of the two encounters. Ben Collins Newberry War reports.
The second preparatory meeting ahead of two FIFA World Cup qualifiers came less than 48 hours to the Cameroon versus Cabo Verde duel and less than 6 days to the Cameroon versus Angola confrontation. It was chaired by Minister Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, who reminded the different stakeholders tasked with the preparations ahead of those two crucial confrontations that pragmatism, volunteerism, and optimism are some major ingredients for a successful organization. while assuring participants at the meeting that the Indomitable Lions are in fine shape ahead of Saturday's clash against the Blue Sharks of Cabo Verde. The sports board said the interests of the state must reign supreme. Minister Moile Kombi also prescribed sacrifice, abnegation, team spirit and general mobilization behind the flagship team of Cameroon. He underscored the need for a high sense of frank and sincere collaboration less than 2 days to the Cameroon versus Cabo Verde showdown. As recommendations, he called on officials of the Cameroon Football Federation to create favorable conditions that will permit the coach of the Indomitable Lions and team to exercise their duties. Minister Moile Kombi also invited FECAFOOT officials to communicate, mobilize fans behind the team, and transmit the list of stadiums to the department in charge of high-level sports at his ministry. All these recommendations, the sports boss punctuated them with a reminder of the head of state's message of February 10, 2024.
In more sports news, Ivorian cyclist Cisse Sakai is the winner of the sixth lap of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon. He covered the 169.7-kilometer lap from Douala to Limbe and back to Douala in 4 hours, 14 minutes and 7 seconds. Clovis Kamzong Abosolo from SNH Velo Club still tops the general classification table and is still sporting the yellow jersey. To end this news, here once again are the main points. The election of the president of the 79th United Nations General Assembly will take place tonight, with Philemon Yang from Cameroon contesting as Africa's lone candidate. His candidacy has been described as a diplomatic victory for President Paul Biya. The social hurdles and financial burden of caring for elderly people and grandparents are being examined by social workers in Cameroon in a month-long commemoration with the international community. About 150 people are feared dead in a massacre in a central Sudan village blamed on the Rapid Support Forces, a paramilitary group fighting the Sudanese army. Officials involved in the preparation for the World Cup qualifier between the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Blue Sharks of Cabo Verde on Saturday in Yaoundé have been told to put their national interests above their personal interests. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.